Rainy Day Crow and Anne Branning of Yellow Springs are old friends. They came to StoryCorps to have one of their last face-to-face conversations. Just days later, Anne moved to New York. Rainy interviewed Anne about her childhood and her mother, who passed away when Anne was 14 years old.
What was it like growing up in Baltimore? What was your family like?
I can say that we were abnormal and mean it.
How many of you were there? I know, you know, there's your mother and your father.
Mother and father and my brother David and me.
So there was just the two of you kids?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that when you were very young, your mother got sick.
Yes. When I was in sixth grade, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she went through a mastectomy, and the cancer was apparently gone for a minute and then came back in the form of a tumor on her chest. She decided to experiment because she wasn't interested in chemotherapy.
And how old were you when she died?
14. Even though she did feel better doing it her way, I think, well, it didn't really fix the problem, obviously, but it ultimately got her further, got her closer to a terminal state.
And so do you remember when you found out?
Oh, yeah. She went to New York to see her friend and ended up being hospitalized at St. Vincent's there for a month. And she didn't move because they said the cancer is rampant. So she stayed in this hospital for a month. My father came to pick her up. And from that point on, she was paralyzed from the waist down. She came back home. She was homebound on morphine, on a lot of morphine, and sort of lost herself. Mm-hmm. So after months of being home and it being very painful to experience, my dad put her in Stella Maris, which is a hospice in Baltimore. She kept wanting to get out. She kept wanting to go back home. She called around, got a hold of my father's parents, and got out of there. Ended up in a cancer ward because she was difficult to deal with at best. And from there deteriorated. And I went to see her twice. The second time was with my father, and he hadn't seen her for a while. And when we got there, she was basically in a vegetative state. He said goodbye, and we came home. We drove the 5 hours back, and the phone rang, and my father picked it up, and he looked at me, and I walked across the street to get my brother from a party. I took him out of the party. I said, come for a walk with me. I think we got yards down the sidewalk, and I said, Mom died. And he stopped, and he clenched his hands into fists, and he didn't look at me, didn't move, and said, don't you lie to me. And I said, I'm not lying. And then we walked in silence for a little bit and came back home. And I remember everything being quiet for a long time until my dad decided what we were going to do with the ashes, which was to get in the car. Mm-hmm. Stop at 7-Eleven on the way out to Staten Island, pick up 3 big gulp cups, open the trunk, and spread her over her old neighborhood where she grew up. And I remember my dad saying, this is illegal, so, you know, just be aware of that. Yeah, on a warm day.
Anne Branning and Rainy Day Crow at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Katie Tilley. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.